Yeah, it's been an unbelievable start to the season with all the bad weather, but there's, nothing we can do. Looks like the weather's going to clear up for tomorrow, so looks like I'm going to be more like a three-day game now. So there's lots to play for, though.
Does this demotivate you every day you turn up now it's rain?
Well, it's frustrating, absolutely. I mean, it's completely the wrong time to have the rain because everyone's fresh at the start of the season and raring to go. But I think this was always coming, this rain. They predicted it a few days ago. And as long as you're aware of what's going on, then it can be a bit demotivating, but not too much.
It's a quarter of the game gone, but you're still hopeful there's a chance of a result?
Well, I think the last game, Northampton, that was a three-day game, practically. I think the wicket looks a good wicket, but obviously being under the covers, it'll be a bit juicy. So I think there's every chance of a result in this game. Even if it naturally occurs, I think there's every chance. So, yeah, I think just get on with it tomorrow. You never know what will happen.
And from a personal point of view, it's just delayed your first comeback of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, really, it's been a frustrating few weeks for me, actually, because I've wanted to be available now for the last sort of 2 weeks, but I haven't been able to get the overs in to warrant that selection. So I'm over the moon to be playing in this game. And for me personally, it's the start of my season. And as a club, we've got four very important games coming up in this block leading up to the 2020s against some good teams. So I'm just looking forward to getting stuck in.
We know you injured your foot on the pre-season tour to Barbados. What have you done since then to get you to this situation where you're back in the first team?
Well, yeah, we had a good three-day game last week and a one-day game. So I bowled all week. Previously, I went up to Glamorgan, to Cardiff, where ironically that was the driest place in the country at the time, to go up and bowl in the nets. So I actually feel I've done a lot of hard work, actually, to get where I was. And this is always going to be a grey area period after you break a bone in your foot. You're never not too sure if it has healed or not, but no, I think it has done. And I think I've done enough for my selection.
It's been bowler-friendly conditions, so it must have been equally as frustrating or more frustrating not actually being on the park in the first team for those games.
Yeah, it's been, you can't underestimate, it's a... So it's the best job in the world, except when you're injured, and it's really is terrible. You get very down, and when you do something like I did to my foot, there's actually nothing you can do either except wear a boot for sort of 3 weeks. That's the treatment for it. So it's not that I can get in the nets and practice my batting. It's not that I can get in the gym particularly. I did work quite hard in the gym, but it's just a terrible time. And yeah, I have felt like I have sort of missed the boat in the first four games. But I tell you what, it is good going getting back into the team where the bowlers actually have been bowling well. And so it's great to be in an attack with, Ali, who's also making a comeback. But what a great record he has. And then you've got Wooden and Balcombe and Dawson and Irvin in the last game who are all bowling well. So I actually feel I'm part of a really good attack. And I think this is, a really good, strong attack going into this game.
You talk about pressure, but I guess there is pressure literally from ball one to take wickets because of the conditions that you're going straight into.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's expected that the bowlers take wickets. But, I mean, as you know, I think you've just got to bowl well, haven't you? I think Chris Wood had to wait a few games before he got his rewards for the last game. And I think he's bowled, been our pick of our bowlers, always making the batsman play. And he had to wait a little while to get his wickets. So I think it's just doing the same things as I would on a flat wicket here, slightly pitching the ball up a little bit more. But and hopefully, inducing the edge and... or making the batsman play, I think that's the key.